Well, this is awkward. I forgot. I missed two episodes. Well, nothing interesting happened in April anyway, so, at least not as far as I remember, because I've already forgotten. Welcome to Me Podcast. Yay. Yeah, this is the May episode. We're just going to ignore April. Ah, good old May. This month was chaotic and wild. Oh, well, let's go one at a time. Exams! Yeah, that's one hell of a way to start. Exams! Was I calm for them? Where am I kidding? No, I was not calm. Like my mother, during the exams, during the lead up to my exam, I was just wandering around on the day. The time was leading up to my exam, so I was just walking around aimlessly. I was just, shit, fuck, it's now. Like, that was panic for me. And I was just wandering around, and there were several people that, are you okay? Are you ready? And every time I answered yes, but even though my mind was going, fuck this, fucking hell, no I'm not, I'm going to die. Okay, going to die is an exaggeration. But yeah. So exams are stressful very much, don't you agree? But I have another exam. But I have like three more exams this month. Those are the last ones, then I'll be done with this school. And I'll have to move on to a new school where there'll be more exams. I should make a YouTube video about how to mentally prepare yourself for the stress of exams. That would honestly be really cool. Yep, I'm gonna take note of that. Note it, as some would say. So yeah, exams are really stressful and they make me want to punch something. I didn't say someone, I just said punch something. Whatever something I decide to punch is none of your business. This is none of your fucking business. So yeah. But yeah, another thing I did this month was I watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Alright, I'm just going to give my overall score right now. 10 out of 10, fucking watch it. It is so good. It is one of the best movies I've ever seen. The story beat was perfect. The emotion, perfect. The acting, perfect. The music, that one is obviously perfect. So duh. It's a no duh perfect, that one. Overall, it was just a really fun time watching it, and I also want to kill the High Evolutionary myself, slowly but surely, watching as he suffers. Really, really sad. Really, really dark. I'm going to make sure he suffers greatly. The movie is just so good. Every bit of it felt perfect. It's just the type of movie for me. It's funny, and I think my favorite scene in the movie is the one where the High Evolutionary just goes on to his classic villain monologue explaining his plan. I love the Star-Lord is just so goddamn sick of one of those, like, oh my god, I don't care. And he just basically explains what the... I don't need an explanation from some wacky... Or something like that. It basically, something along the lines of, your mother didn't love you, so now you want to conquer you. So now you want to destroy the universe. I'm not destroying it. I'm not trying to conquer the universe. I'm perfecting it. That's what he said. His line, I remember that very fondly. Also, the dude was fucking menacing. The High Evolutionary was a menace. He deadass shot one of Rocket's friends. When Rocket started crying, he made fun of him while he was actively crying. God, I have never been so satisfied watching someone's face get brutally clawed off. Right, anyway, so now it's time we go on to another thing I've watched this month. Cyberpunk Edgerunners, an anime that came out like last year, I think. Good, and also a 10 out of 10. Go watch it. Yeah. Honestly, it's probably the best video game adaptation I've ever seen. Even better than the Sonic movie, and even better than the Mario movie. The emotion is real. You feel for characters. Every character is perfect. And now, in terms of who's my favorite character, it's Falco. Literally, the first time I see him is... Literally, the first notable thing he does is he literally just knocks out one of them. He knocks out Bane because he just went sort of psycho. Bane just went up and ran. And he was basically not being mentally well. And Falco didn't even fucking hesitate to hit him with a rocket sucker life token out of nowhere and knock him out. Like, he dead ass knocked a big guy, like, twice his size out. Falco is a real one. He's the wingman you all need. Yeah, pretty good guy. Now, in terms of story, yeah, it's good. Also, Lucy is cool. Kiwi is also cool. Rebecca is best girl. Do not change my fucking mind, because I will hate you for it. Fuck you, Adam Smasher. Fuck you, Adam Smasher. I'm seriously considering buying the game just so I can exclusively kill you. Although that would cost a lot of money, and my mother would definitely stare at me weirdly if I did. So I'm gonna do it. Okay, no, I'm not really gonna do it. I don't really have a reason for it. For that. But yeah, let's talk about the main character, David. Pretty fun guy in the story. I like the fact that after a time skip we can see a clear change in his character. In the start he's very obviously new and he's a slight dork in it. Oi, I'm British, bruh. He's just a dork to start with. No one. Then he gets a cool attachment, then he suddenly becomes slightly someone. However, after a time skip, he is the shit. He's really good at his job and well, yeah. He's like just generally a cool guy. Him and Rebecca should have been together. And then they would have wandered off into the sun after they realized they were lured into trap. Lucy's gonna die. Anyways, let's leave. And they just fucking up and left. Yeah. Also, Falco is the best character. I mentioned that part yet. Yeah, like Falco. He's a real one. If I'm going to strive to be anyone in the Cyberpunk series, it's gonna be Falco, because Falco is a real one. He's calm, collected, really nice, helpful, isn't overly cybernetic, only has a cool hand, has a gun, has a cool mustache, I think. At least has cool facial hair. Yeah, so overall, Falco featuring Cyberpunk Edgerunners, 10 out of 10 series. Go watch it. Please do yourself a favor and go watch this anime. Even if you know how it ends, just watch it. It's just so fucking fun to watch. Also, if you're a child, do not go and watch it. It is very violent and has very lots of pornography. And you're watching it now. You fell for my trap. Now I tricked you into watching the show. Hey. Horny shit. Anyways, thank you all for listening to this episode of Me Podcast. It has been an honor coming back. I guess. That's it. Smell you later. Smell you dipshits later. Screw you guys. I'm going home. Thanks for listening. Yeah, that's the deal you are. Thanks for listening. Ciao.